We return to the shooting at a fourth grade classroom in Uvalde, Texas. 19 children died along with two teachers. And we have a member of the community on the line now. Joe Ruiz is pastor of Templo Cristiano, an evangelical church in town. Pastor Ruiz, first, our condolences. Can you share with us your own loss on this day?
I had a cousin, second cousin, that's married to my cousin, that she was one of the teachers that passed away.
And what was her name?
Here at the church, her name was Eva Mireles Ruiz.
Yeah, well, our condolences. Your people, your flock are truly shattered on a day like this, and they look to you for answers. What are you telling them?
Well, we're getting ready. We're preparing for a group of counselors are actually coming in to Uvalde from our AG national office to be able to help the community. We are also offering services to the school to let them know that we're here to be able to help them in whatever need they might have at this time. And we're also making plans to be able to reach out to the other families and see how we are able to help them, you know, financially, or to be able to help them, you know, with whatever they're needing at this time. But the most thing that we're trying to help them with is through counseling and through also through prayer. And just to let them know that, you know, it is a dark time of their life, you know, but, and there's also many questions that might arise on why these things happen. And we want to be there for them to just let them know that that we are here to support the community and to support your families.
How do you answer the question, why does something like this happen?
Well, we live in a world that's a sinful world, and because of sin, things do happen, you know, and unfortunately, they happen to good people, and innocent people, and sometimes we don't understand why, and we might never understand why right now, but I believe that, and as time goes on, the years go on, I believe that we will have a bigger picture that we can look back and see different things that are coming in place. For instance, I personally lost my son last year in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I lost him. And of course, you ask why did this thing happen? But now that, you know, I we're experiencing this, I think, you know, in God's mercy and God's grace, you know, he allows us to go through things in life. So that we, when other people go through them, we can feel for them the way that they feel, you know, and we will be able to be there with the heart of really understanding what they're really going through.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Joe, at some churches in Uvalde, some people prayed not just for the victims, but the shooter. Is this a moment for forgiveness?
There's always a forgiveness. God is merciful, you know, and because of who knows what he was going through, you know, we don't understand what goes through the mind of a person that does this, but God is merciful and God is forgiving while we are still alive, you know, and we can ask God for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. He is merciful, and we as Christians need to be able to be merciful to those also.
Joe Ruiz is pastor of Templo Cristiano, an evangelical church in Uvalde. Thank you so much.
Thank you.